It's one of the most authentic urban experiences in the country, Detroit's Eastern Market. These days, the Eastern Market is a six-block area just east of downtown Detroit. It's been feeding people since 1891. But there is a much longer history of public markets in Detroit. Food historian Bill Loomis wrote about this for Michigan History Magazine. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy.
So these six blocks that we know as the Eastern Market, this has been a process of evolution. It wasn't the first site of a public market in Detroit.
No, absolutely. Some of the earliest sites were between Jefferson and the river up until 1848. That was where almost everything occurred.
And was it much like, I mean, today, even now, Saturday is the big day to shop at the Eastern Market. Was it that way, say, in 1843?
It was. It was that way. It was the same thing. Everybody would get ready on Friday night and save their good stuff for all the shoppers that came in on Saturday.
And the idea was still the same thing, too, fresh food at a good price?
That was it. You could save a penny or two. And as ethnic groups came into the city, they would pick different days to shop. So the stall keepers knew what the Hungarians liked to eat, so they made sure they had stuff on sale that appealed to them, stuff like that.
Okay. And there was actually a baby buggy ban?
There was. This was the days before shopping carts. And you think, well, how did people carry it? Well, they used baby buggies. And they would take the baby buggies. But the problem was there were so many.
Minus the baby.
Yeah, minus the baby. There were so many of them. There was actual gridlock. The board of directors of the market said, no more baby buggies without a baby. So then, you know, the women say, well, I need to borrow your baby too. So they would have babies in there with them. And it was cute. The paper described it. All of a sudden, a little head would poke out among the cabbages.
Now, there was something that as I read your piece on it, I called the Great Cucumber Food Fight. Oh. Tell us about the big food fight. When and why?
Well, that was the they call them Dutch, but they were really Germans. Detroiters called Germans Dutch. Mm-hmm. And one particular woman had a cartload of cucumbers, and there were some pretty feisty people there. A couple of Irish man and woman didn't like the attitude, so they got into a fight and started throwing cucumbers and beets. And then the whole place broke out in this big vegetable fight. I guess it was a bloody mess, you know.
John Belushi would have been proud. Now, when did electricity come to the market?
Yeah, the first markets were lit with what were called penny candles. And those were then replaced with gas. Mm. And then I think the electric lights came in right around the turn of the century, 1910, sometime around then.
So how did the market migrate over to the site we are all familiar with today, just east of downtown?
Well, it began as a wood market and a hay market. And so then there was development in the center. There was the Eastern Market and the Western Market and then the Central Market. And the Central Market was for more of the classier customers. Mm-hmm. It was big and it was the place to be. But they moved that when they wanted to develop the market.
The plum market of its day?
Yeah, there
okay.
you go.
All right.
When they wanted to develop downtown more. It was this big sprawling thing. You can imagine on a Saturday, there might have been 40,000 horses and people. So you can imagine the mess and other considerations. So they just said, we need to get this out of downtown. This is not doing us right. So that's when they moved it over.
And that was, I guess, I saw on their website, according to the Eastern Market website, 1891, they've been feeding Detroiters.
I think that's right. I think it was, 1891. And it was, it's been a lot of other things there as well. It's very interesting to take a tour there. If anybody's down there, Preservation Wayne or Preservation Detroit.
Okay.
And it's really fun.
It would be fun. And I think that there are legions of folks that not only grew up shopping there, but grew up working there. And in fact, I used to work with a fellow whose father had a fruit and vegetable business down there. And he said he'll tell everybody he went to EMU, Eastern Market University, because he said everybody else is sleeping in on a summer morning.
Yeah, right.
Off of college. He said I was up at 4 on the truck delivering. So there's quite a lot of stories to be told.
I bet there is.
Historian Bill Loomis with a look back at the history of Detroit's Eastern Market. Thanks so much, Bill.
Sure, Cindy.